With your afternoon market wrap, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network. The grain and livestock markets close mixed. As January trading wraps up, advanced trading market analyst Brian Basting says the grain markets are a little choppy.
Corn had a little bit of a rebound here. Of course, it's been under some pressure here the last few days. We are seeing some export demand surface, some export sales announcements. U.S. export sales in the latest week were a solid total. So maybe these lower prices for corn are encouraging some export interest. The beans is kind of another story. We continue to see concerns about the ASF situation in China as well as the coronavirus. And it's definitely been a spiral downward for soybeans here as you wrap up January.
Basting says the choppiness is likely to continue as we start February.
We have a USDA report coming out on a Tuesday, February 11th, so that report will be closely watched, of course. And we'll be closely watching the coronavirus, the development of that. It seems like it's front burner right now in terms of world news and travel restrictions being noted here and there. And so I think there'll be some choppiness, keeping an eye on South American weather as well as any news on Chinese buying with regards to the phase one trade deal.
March Minneapolis wheat down 2 3/4 at 5.33 3/4. March Chicago wheat down 6 3/4 at 5.53 3/4. March Kansas City wheat down 5.5. March corn up 1 3/4 at 3.81 1/4. July corn up 1.5 at 3.91. March beans down 3 3/4 at 8.72 1/2. July beans down 3 3/4 at 9.5. In livestock markets, February live cattle down 40 cents at 121.37, April down 52 cents. January feeder cattle up 35 cents at 142.45, March up 42 cents. February lean hogs down $4.17 at 57.12, April down $4.22 at 61.60. That's your afternoon market wrap. I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.